Hey everybody, it's great to be back in God's country. That's right, I'm back here in southern Middle Tennessee, and I want to thank Chris Yao for filling in for me last week. It was a great time with family and some much needed R&R. Welcome into this week's edition of Mornings on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee. I am Scott Stewart, publisher of the Lawrence County Advocate, the Pulaski Citizen, and Main Street Murray. And I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to the traditional version of each of our papers and get complimentary online editions as well as access to that paper's website, so you can get a paper in your mailbox, on your computer, and on your phone. It's just a quick tip to let you guys know that if you have a print subscription, you have access as well to our online products. Mornings on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee is the show where we look at what's going on in your community, our community, everybody's community, right? Through the pages of your newspaper. And we've got a lot to cover this week, so let's get it started with the Lawrence County Advocate Wrap. On the front page of this week's Lawrence County Advocate, we've got downtown Lawrenceburg's first color run, complete with an article from Kerry Staggs and some color photos right there on the front page. From our friends at Tennessee Valley Weather comes the story of a grant that can secure more radar equipment for southern Middle Tennessee. Find out about the grant and the need for that radar right there on page A1. Our friend Trey Donovan has written up a two-part feature on Paul Odom. He's a Lawrence Countyan who has compiled a lifetime of feats and memories, including climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, among others. It's a great story about an amazing man. Don't miss both parts. First part this week on the front page of Lawrence County Advocate. Hey, these are some exciting times in Lawrenceburg and all across Lawrence County as far as that goes. And we put together the first ever Lawrence County Advocate Progress Edition. We do that over in Pulaski, and we've been doing it for decades over in Pulaski. And as soon as we came over to Lawrence County, as much as great stuff is going on in Lawrence County, Lawrenceburg, all across county, we knew right then and there we had to get this Progress Edition out, because I know just based on the time that I've been covering stuff here in Lawrence County, just how much really good stuff is going on. So we'll start that off on the front page with an article on the city of Lawrenceburg. But there's a whole section, a second section this week in the Lawrence County Advocate, all about progress in Lawrence County. So do not miss that. Inside, we've got the Cattleman of the Year, Good Friday closings, early voting for the Loretto election. Get your tickets now for Peter Pan Jr. It's going on up at the Crockett Theater right up the street from the newspaper there. And the United Church's Easter at the Park photos are in this week's edition. Obituaries and town crier community events also on the inside. We've got the latest from the Senior Citizen Center, the Morris Hill Club, and the Flower Lover Circle on the lifestyles of this week's Lawrence County Advocate. Main Street Awards are still voting. Now, get this out. Over 20,000 people voted over the weekend. I'm not making that up. I've been told. That's what I've been told. I didn't say the numbers myself, but I'm going to take it for granted that I'm being told right. Over 20,000 votes came in over the weekend, and there's still time to vote for your favorite business, club, school, event, organization, et cetera, et cetera. There's so many different categories to vote for. And when all this voting's done, we're going to have a big early morning breakfast ceremony where we award everybody. It's really great. You guys over here in Lawrence County haven't seen that yet. You're going to really enjoy it. And so make sure you get your vote in. That's the main thing. There's still time to vote. And you can go to lawrencecountyadvocate.net for that. In sports, they've hit the diamonds. They've hit the courts. They've hit the pitches all across Lawrence County. That's right. Spring sports is wide open. It's been wide open already. Yes, we know that. But we've been trying to wrap up basketball, and we finally did. And what a great basketball season. We're expecting no less from spring sports. We'll be wading into the spring sports waters as we move along through it. Usually moves pretty fast. So keep your eyes open on the Lawrence County Advocate each week for your favorite baseball, softball, tennis, soccer teams across the county. And here's how you can get to Lawrence County Advocate each week. They're in markets everywhere, all across this county. Over 100 markets. You can walk in, pick one up for free, no charge, wave at your favorite cashier, and be on your way. Now, if you feel like you'd rather have one sent to you, you can do that through the Postal Service. We use a subscription program that allows us to send you the newspaper. And if you would like to have that, you can call 762-1726 and we'll set you up with a subscription. It's an annual subscription. That also, if you get that, you get a special 4-page section of just of comics and puzzles. That's an extra just for you guys who subscribe. All right. Hey, well, that's the Lawrence County Advocate Wrap. We'll be right back right after this.
Piggly Wiggly, located in Neely's Mill Shopping Center, is Columbia's locally owned and operated Cost Plus 10 grocery store dedicated to serving the community with low prices and smiling faces. Piggly Wiggly offers fresh, hand-cut meats daily, as well as daily hot plate lunches from their deli counter. You're certain to see smiling faces and a helping hand when you're here at Piggly Wiggly. Come by and check out our fresh produce, high-quality meats, and more. Down home, down the street, we'll see you at the Pig.
Having a good, confident smile and being able to portray that positivity to others is really helpful.
A professional family atmosphere is what we get every time we come here.
Our hygienists do a better job at kind of assessing mouths and coming up with plans than most dentists do.
They're very kind and they're very aware of other people.
I think if there's things that I would want you to leave here with, I want you to feel like you were heard, that we listened to you, and I want you to feel like that your concerns were addressed.
Whether you're an athlete or a weekend warrior, when it comes to your performance, don't settle for anything less than excellence. We're proud to announce that Mid-Tennessee Bone and Joint Clinic is now Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance of Columbia, where we are redefining sports medicine and orthopedics. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance's team of expert sports medicine physicians understands the unique demands of your body. TOA Columbia specializes in personalized orthopedic care, offering state-of-the-art treatments for everything from sports injuries to joint replacements. Learn more at toacolumbia.com.
In this week's Pulaski Citizen Wrap, Laura Watson is our citizen spotlight, and you can find her photo top and center there of the front page and a feature on Laura inside this week's edition of the Pulaski Citizen. You're invited to celebrate Special Olympics in Giles County with the Spring Games on April 2nd. And believe it or not, April 2nd is next week, y'all. I'm telling you, how about that? There's a lot of celebrating planned, including a food truck rally that's going to be in a bocce tournament. It's all right there on page one of the Pulaski Citizen. Finally on the front this week, Elkton, Linville, Minor Hill have called for elections for their respective boards. Inside, it's Realtors Week, and our favorite Pulaski Citizen Realtors have some of their top listings for you right there in the paper. You can check them out and find out where to find out more of their listings by on page A2 of this week's Pulaski Citizen. Also inside, Linville and Elkton boards met, and we've got news from those. Obituaries, backward glances, court docket, property transfers. TCAT Pulaski is celebrating 50 years of accreditation with the Council of Occupational Education. Congratulations to our friends out at TCAT Pulaski. Lifestyle serves up some tasty eats for Easter. There's some recipes there, along with the community and church briefs there in Lifestyles. Johnny Phelps, Giles Pass highlights the Olivet community. We've got school news, and of course, Wade has Giles County Sports, so let's go see what he's got for us.
Hey guys, Wade Neely here, sports editor at the Pulaski Citizen, and man, do we have a jam-packed sports page for you this week as spring sports have officially kicked off, and a lot of our area teams are already into district play. We've got recaps of a little bit of everything, but our feature stories this week, front page action, Richland baseball. They had a huge week last week. They took two games from Community, and then they also defeated Collinwood just for good measure, as Richland started off a little bit slow this year, but they're now 4-3, and they have six games. Giles County schools are on spring break this week, but you wouldn't know it based on the schedule for Richland. They have six games this week, and we actually broadcast one of those games Monday night as Richland took on Cullioca in a game that was shortened due to weather. But again, Richland will be back in action throughout the remainder of this week, but they got the big wins last week. Cooper Jackson had a great performance on the mound in the win versus Community, and the Richland lineup putting together a lot of run production for the Raiders. Lady Bobcats, to the softball diamond we go. They take two games in district play. They defeated Central Magnet up in Murfreesboro. Just four innings, 19-5 was your final score there, as GCHS had 12 hits and really kind of got things going at the plate. Didn't need to do a whole lot defensively when you got such a big lead like that And so we feature a lot of their performances there. And then they kicked off the week actually with an 11-1 win. They had to go seven full innings because they didn't get some of the runs until late. But man, did they put a whooping on Marshall County. It was 11-1 GCHS. Gracie Pickett throwing five innings of no-hit ball. And the Lady Bobcats are off to a fast start in District 8 AAA play. Speaking of Bobcats and former Bobcats, we flip the page now. The UT Southern Firehawks Roundup. Former Bobcat Coleman Siniard has been having a great season this year for UT Southern. He's a junior for the Firehawks. He was a catcher at Giles County. He's a catcher for UTS. He went 2-for-3 last week in the Firehawks win over Lindsey Wilson. He had a big RBI double, so you can read about Coleman there. You can also read about two academic standouts from the women and men's basketball programs there for UTS. And UTS track and field, really more so the track than anything, but UTS competing in its first ever track meet, and they actually had a student win SSAC weekly honors as Emma Vizina, a young sophomore for the Firehawks and a Canadian national. She takes home the weekly runner of the week awards in the very first competition that UTS had. Final comments here, UTS Roundup will be posted online at PulaskiCitizen.com, as all of our stories will be. But we close this week with recaps from Richland and Giles County soccer. The Bobcats played a slew of matches last week, four in fact. They started the week with a loss to Columbia Academy, but then they went three games down at the Gold Coast Cup in Alabama, the Southern Coast Cup, beg pardon, down in Alabama. And you can read about Giles County and how the Bobcats fared there. You can also read about the Raiders. That was, again, another game that we broadcast on Pulaski Citizen Live. And if you miss any of our broadcasts live, they are archived, so you can go back and listen as Richland fell 3-2 to East Hickman early last week. As always, we have words from our good friend Larry Woody in this week's edition. And as always, if you missed anything in print, you can always catch it online at PulaskiCitizen.com. Wade Neely saying so long for now.
Piggly Wiggly, located in Neely's Mill Shopping Center, is Columbia's locally owned and operated Cost Plus 10 grocery store dedicated to serving the community with low prices and smiling faces. Piggly Wiggly offers fresh, hand-cut meats daily, as well as daily hot plate lunches from their deli counter. You're certain to see smiling faces and a helping hand when you're here at Piggly Wiggly. Come by and check out our fresh produce, high-quality meats, and more. Down home, down the street, we'll see you at the Pig.
They have always met wildest expectations as far as taking care of my teeth and my health. You know, teeth health is very important now to your heart. And I told him one day, I said, I'd love to have nice teeth and nice hair. And he said, well, I can take care of the teeth, but I can't take care of the hair. And I said, you can make my teeth? He said, yeah. I said, well, let's go for it. And he did. And I have been tremendously pleased. Dr. Hart, if you need him at night, he's here. This staff here will take care of you 24/7. You don't have to worry about, I can't get a hold of my dentist, my tooth's hurting. No. They will be here for you. And if I could get Dr. Hart to take that same artistry that he has and grow hair, then he would be double rich.
In this week's Main Street Murray Wrap, there's an article describing how the Murray County Fire Department helped rescue a man buried alive. A Mount Pleasant tile company is planning a $72 million expansion. How about that? Spring Hill is looking at a grant to add firefighters. Chris Cummins has been appointed as the interim Columbia fire chief, and a Columbia man has been arrested in a drug raid by the Murray County Sheriff's Department. I'd like to stop right here for a second and point out just how much and how diverse Main Street Murray's coverage of the community is. You know, I've been with the team now for about 6 weeks, so I kind of can speak although inside, maybe just a little bit of an outside perspective because I'm coming in kind of new. And I just want you guys to realize that how impressed I've been with the quantity and the breadth of the coverage across the board this newspaper provides. If you haven't seen Main Street Murray in a while, give it a shot. Pick one up at local markets across the county, or call for a subscription, or go to mainstreetmurray.com and check out how to get a subscription there. Check it out online as well. You're not going to get the kind of coverage from anywhere else of Maury County. I'm just telling you, it's just not going to happen. With that said, there's a ton of news inside this week. Mount Pleasant is seeking a grant. There's a new lead in the search for Amber Elizabeth Cates of Columbia. A bomb threat caused an event evacuation at Spring Hill over the weekend. A dump truck flipped over on Highway 431. And two men were recognized for their efforts to save a man's life in Spring Hill. And something else you're not going to get anywhere else are the deals at the Pig. That's right. Main Street Murray has two pages of deals from Piggly Wiggly every single week. And in this week's edition, the Piggly Wiggly has their Easter week deals. So don't miss that. And they want to let you know that also that they're going to be closed on Easter Sunday. Main Street Murray has more than a page of local obituary announcements inside this week. And don't forget our weekly weather forecast from our friends at Tennessee Valley Weather, who we'll be hearing from in just a bit. Well, there's a lot more Main Street Murray this week, including another amazing sports section. So let's let Mo tell us all about that.
Hey, in this week's Main Street Murray, the print edition, we've got, as always, a little spring sports coverage, including Addie Runyon. She's just one of the brothers on the Hampshire baseball team. Again, I say she's just one of the brothers on the Hampshire baseball team. Be sure and check that out in this week's Main Street Murray print edition. Also, the awards keep coming for Santa Fe as boys basketball coach Brad Slaughter was recognized by the Basketball Coaches Association of Tennessee as its Class 1A Don Meyer Award winner, presented annually to the top coach in the state. So Brad Slaughter gets that for Class 1A boys basketball. Congratulations to him. We've got coverage of that, the other award winners, and the BCAT Hall of Fame inductees from this past weekend in the print edition of Main Street Murray as well. Also some coverage of Columbia Central Baseball and their new coach, Devin Simlar, who had them off to a 9-1 start after a thrilling 1-0 victory last week over Dixon County. They've since taken a couple on the chin, but still they have already won as many games as they did all of last season. So catch up with the Lions in this week's print edition of Main Street Murray as well. We also have our All Southern Middle Tennessee boys and girls basketball and boys and girls wrestling teams in this week's print edition. Speaking of wrestling, the Middle Tennessee Wrestling Coaches Association recognized their dream team performers at a recent banquet, and we've got coverage of that as well. And finally, Williamson County girls flag football began its third season of competition this past weekend. We've got results, we've got standings, and we've got their upcoming schedule. They will resume. They won't play this weekend because obviously it's Easter, but they will play next weekend, April 7th. So again, check out the results, the standings, and the upcoming schedule for Williamson County girls flag football, including Summit and Independence, in this week's Main Street Murray print edition. All the Larry Woody stories that are fit to print. And if you know Larry Woody, you know that fit to print is a key there. But so that's this week's print edition of Main Street Murray. Be sure and check out the website at mainstreetmurray.com for our continued coverage of spring sports and other happenings in and around Murray County. Thanks for joining us.
From the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel, this is your weather today.
Hey folks, happy Wednesday to you. Ben Luna here with you in the Tennessee Valley Weather Center, wishing you a happy hump day as you check out this March 27th edition of Your Weather Today, made possible by our friends at Beasley Wealth Management on the downtown Lawrenceburg Square. As we head through the course of the day, temperatures a little bit cooler thanks to a cold front that skedaddled across the region over the course of last night and into today. So we've got some cooler temperatures to contend with, but it's not going to be a bad day overall. Looking for still some pleasant weather. And what about the remainder of Holy Week? How are we going to look as we head toward the Easter holiday weekend? We'll cover all of those points and more right here in this weather update. With that said, let's hop right into it. Here's a look at conditions over the past 24 hours. with satellite and radar together. Notice that boundary making its way across the area, that cooler air diving on into the region. Overall, we've got high pressure back out over the plains, and this high is what's making for us some really nice weather. We're going to maintain a good-looking forecast here over the course of the next few days. Plenty of sunshine and temperatures. Well, plumb near perfect, but just a little bit cooler for today, though. We're only going to be in the mid-50s as we head through the midday. I think we're going to bump close to 60 for today's high, and then we're going to fall right back down into the 40s as we head through the late evening. And then overnight lows in outlying areas definitely will be in the upper 30s here for tomorrow morning. Temperatures will rebound, though, nicely for Thursday, Friday, and on into Easter weekend as well. But more on that in just a second. As far as precip is concerned over the next few days, again, that high pressure ridge will be sitting right on top of us, making for a very pleasant week here in the Tennessee Valley region. Just a few clouds here and there, and then overall still maintaining dry weather as we roll into the weekend, but it's not going to finish that way, unfortunately. We do pick up a chance for rain, maybe even a few thunderstorms here looking into the first part of next week. Here's a look at your day builder forecast, courtesy of our friends down at Parks Lumber Company in Lawrenceburg. Temperatures, again, cooler today. Notice we're going to hang out in the upper 50s to near 60, maybe 61 for a few of you, give or take, into North Alabama. Here's a look at the next 7 days fresh from the Tennessee Valley Weather Center. And as advertised, great looking weather here straight into the coming weekend. Plenty of sunshine for your Easter Sunday. I do think we'll start to see more clouds, though, into the evening hours of Sunday. But check out how temperatures rebound. A little bit cool today, not bad tomorrow, and then plumb near perfect here for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with highs in the mid to even upper 70s. We'll pick up a chance for a few showers again here beginning on Monday, and then rainfall, including thunderstorms, back in good numbers across the area, peaking ahead into next Tuesday. That's a breakdown on your morning weather from the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel. Make it a great and blessed day.
Hey, well, that's it for another week of Morning on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee. As always, we are grateful for each one of you who picks up or receives our papers. You are supporting your community by reading your local newspaper and staying informed on what's going on. We will always be humbled that you trust the Pulaski Citizen, Lawrence County Advocate, and Main Street Murray in their many forms to get that information. Thank you again, and God willing, we'll be back next week right here on Mornings on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee.